FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Today's newsmaker is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 725, 34 degrees, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line on this Thursday by Mr. Gary Post. And to, well, let us know what's coming up as far as the Lions Club and their biscuits and gravy breakfast. It's on the horizon. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, KVOE. I'm fantastic. How's yourselves?
We're doing all right. What has you fantastic today?
Well, you know, the Lions Club has a motto, Lions International. It says, we serve. And the Emporia Lions Club, on March the 2nd, will serve biscuits and gravy and a fruit cup and coffee or juice or milk and two link sausages.
And
it's all you can eat.
Can't beat that.
Good stuff, bud.
Can't beat that. And I would assume then, being here with us here, Gary, the tickets are available now.
The tickets are available from any Lions Club member, or I believe Bob Simmons up at his law office has tickets available. They are $8 advance tickets or $10 at the door, and kids 10 and under are $250. Heck of a deal.
Heck of a deal. How long does it take you guys to get everything either on site or prepped up here for the big biscuits and gravy breakfast to come?
All year.
All year?
Yeah. That's how big this is.
It is big. What about the actual food prep? Let me ask you. Let me target that.
Okay. We, Fan and Steel furnishes the sausage for the gravy, and then we start cooking that up on Friday night, and then we come in early on Saturday morning and start putting the gravy together. And we do about two big pots of gravy and that 8-gallon thing that the senior center has of gravy. So we have some really stirred up gravy ready to go at 7:30. And then by then, the big pot, because it takes a while to get, because this is made from scratch gravy with the roux and the whole bit.
Oh, so see? Yeah. Gary's in and dropped the roux word.
This is done with love.
On this here, this morning, made from scratch, roux.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the Lions Club. They've got it going on. Biscuits and gravy breakfast coming up on Saturday, March the 2nd at the Emporia Senior Center. Will this be dine-in or carry-out, Gary?
Absolutely. We actually figured out something last year how to do this, because that we tried to have two lines, you know, running out of the same serving thing, and that just wasn't working at all about 2 or 3 years ago. And we set it up, and we just set it up in the completely other room for the carryout, and it worked out fantastic. So the dine-in people can come in and be in line right there at the main part, and the people that want to get it to go, they come around to the other room, and we'll fix them up. And one thing I need to add, the fruit cup this year, we've gotten the ones with COVID and things. We went to a fruit cup where it was already made up, and you had to pull the, you know, pry the lid off of it and stuff. Well, we're going back to my mother's recipe to feed 9 kids, and her secret recipe is strawberries, bananas, and pineapple. And so we'll be making that fresh, too.
See?
On Saturday morning. And I think we're going to have some sorority kids from the college. I think we're going to have some nursing students helping us set up on Friday and on Saturday morning. So I really appreciate those folks.
All right. So tell us about where the money goes here, Gary.
Well, some of the projects supported by Lions Club, each year we send to Lions Club International Foundation $250. And after you get $1,000, then you can name a Melvin Jones Fellow each year. So that's a little bit that goes in. Locally, our budget is over $1,000 for eye care for people in need here in the Emporia area. We put together glaucoma and diabetes awareness. We have window displays down at the Lyon County History Center. We participate in the Veterans Day Parade. We provide vision screening for children in Emporia and our surrounding area. That's a really big deal. We can screen kids 6 months and older, so we can do that in kindergarten. We can do that in daycare. So just get a hold of us. We can set up an appointment for that, and it's great. $300 to $500 a year, we provide two books to the Head Start kids in January, usually. We sponsor families at Christmas, along with the retired school personnel. And, we ring some bells at Salvation Army. And we do a $1,000 match with that. And then Random Acts of Kindness in December, where each Lion draws a $100 bill, and then they decide exactly where that money's going to go. They all worked hard on the biscuits and gravy, so they get to decide that. And you guys were just talking about the Founders Day for ESU. The Lions Club, the Emporia Lions Club, will be doing valet parking for the Founders Day on Saturday evening. So, hey, how about that deal?
Nonstop, Gary. Active Lions Club doing great things. Great things here in our community, serving many, and we appreciate that.
We couldn't do this without our sponsors. And if I could, I'd like to name our top sponsor. There's this radio station, KVOE, I believe is the name of it. they're big sponsors. The Emporia Senior Center, Fannin Steels, Rebels, Lyon County State Bank, Burnett Brothers, Remax Eck Realty, Emporia Orthodontics, Charter Funerals, Perriott Farm Bureau, Evergreen Design, Mallon Family, Clint Boyer Autoplex, and Advantage Metals and Recycling, and Hannah Orthodontics. Those are all our platinum sponsors. Our gold sponsors are Ameriprise Financial and Simmons & Simmons, Thomas Transfer and Storage, Clark Carpenter Tile, Edward Jones, John Geitz, and Citizens State Bank. Now, we have about 70 total sponsors, and we just appreciate all of them.
Yeah.
But those are the top two peers that really support us. We really appreciate it. A lot of the sponsors will take these because they get complimentary tickets with their sponsorship. They'll use them for their employees or their customers or something like that and have them for things that they use for their business. So it's a great deal for everybody.
It really is. We appreciate all you do. And again, let's unveil the date, time, and place of the big Lions Club Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast, Gary.
The Emporia Senior Center, March the 2nd, 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and we're going to do some biscuits and gravy.
And tell it right, you're taking it to a new level. That's made from scratch gravy with roux and your fruit cup.
Yep.
Homemade, handmade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to go on. You won't be disappointed. Sausage too. Won't be disappointed, that's for sure. Gary, we appreciate it.
We really appreciate you guys and all you do for Lions Club. Well, just all you do for the community. So, good job.
All right, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
we'll be in touch.
It, bud.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club. You see how active and busy they are.
Mm-hmm. And very diligent, too.
In this community, you bet.
Indeed.
And good cooks, too. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Want to let you know that our first available newsmaker spot is next Thursday, the 22nd. We have another one on the 23rd, and then the 26th is claimed. So if you want to get on the schedule, let us know. 620-342-1400. Aaron Blocker joins us because we'll have an update on activities and programs through LEAP.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. 735, cloudy, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mark Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan. The 24 models are...